teenagers in a pub, passing man a ready rub, trying not to think of when that lunchtime bell will ring again. Oh, what fun we had, but did it really turn out bad? All I learned at school was how to bend, not break the rule. Oh, what fun we had, but at the time it seems so bad, trying different ways to make the difference through. The headmaster's had enough today, all the kids have gone away, gone to fight with next door school, every term that is the rule. Sits alone and bends his cane, same old backsides again, all the small ones tell two tales, walking home and squashing snails. Oh, what fun we had, but did it really turn out bad? Baggy trousers, dirty shirt, pulling hair and eating dirt. Teacher comes to breaking up, back of the end with a plastic cup. Oh, what fun we had, but did it really turn out bad? All I learned at school was how to bend, not break the rule. Oh, what fun we had, but at that time it seemed so bad, trying different ways to make a difference through the day.
Things from my point of view about managing them, but one of the things that I also respected them for in this is that they wouldn't let anybody really make decisions for them. One of the frustrating things about managing them would be that you'd get somebody who would phone up with this delectable offer of something, whatever it might be, and you couldn't actually say yes or no on the spot. We actually had to canvas an opinion from everybody. So there were seven of them, right? So you had to make seven phone calls. Not like Julie Felix, you only have to make the one phone call, if that. But, and inevitably, they wouldn't be in, or they'd be somewhere else. And, yeah, and it would take you a day and a half before you've eventually spoken to all of them. I suppose you could just have to catch them when you could, kind of thing. You know, and periodically we'd have meetings to bring up a series of points at a time, and they would turn into little small little fracas right there, you know.